Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dick Lane. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bobby Ron. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Yankowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Judson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Howie Judson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Dick Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Lane moves to second. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lane scores. Philly moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball towards center. Chapman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Chapman. Philly scores. Kress moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to third. Metkovich moves to second. One out. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron takes first base on ball four. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Kress scores. Metkovich moves to third. Ron moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. George Yankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yankowski hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metkovich scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron scores. Baker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Dick Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Moses reaches second base with a double. Joost moves to third. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juice scores. There goes Moses trying to get to third. Lane throws the ball into Baker, who tags Moses for the out. One out. It's 5-1, White Sox. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Majeski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metkovich. The throw from Guerra and he is out, juiced applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball towards right. Philly settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Philly. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Yankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juice scores. Fain moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fain scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Yankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yankowski is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Yankowski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallow. Yankowski reaches second base with a double. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Yankowski moves to third. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Yankowski trying to get to home. Vallow throws the ball into Guerra, who tags Yankowski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ron takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. the Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Yankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yankowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yankowski hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lane hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, halfway down the third baseline. Judson gets to the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Judson. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Vallo reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. Majeski goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Al Gettle now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-2 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Guerra and he is out, Joost applying the tag. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metkovic hits a fly ball into left field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into left field. Lane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ron fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Guerra and he is safe. Michaels steals second. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker takes first base on ball 4. George Yankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yankowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yankowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. There goes Baker trying to get to third. Chapman throws the ball into Majeski, who tags Baker for the out. Two outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle takes first base on ball 4. Yankowski moves to second. Dick Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lane hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovic. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Elmer Valo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Valo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Majeski scores. It's White Sox, 6, Athletics, 6. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball towards center field. Metkovic drops the ball. He retrieves the ball and throws it towards the infield. Michaels tags Valo out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lane. Guerra reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Max Serkent now pitching. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 3 in the game. Fowler takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Lane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-6, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guerra moves to third. Fowler moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kress bunts towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to second. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.